This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 168 for Wednesday, December 1st. Ice canola futures are seeing gains in the old crop months on Wednesday, while the lightly traded new crop positions are lower. The January canola contract gained $7.20 at $9.94.30 per ton. The March contract rises $7.30 at $9.67.30 per ton. Support for edible oils, including canola, was coming from increases in global crude oil prices. However, market concerns about the Omicron variant is leading to a pullback in crude and weakening edible oils. There is support coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex and a strong finish for European rapeseed. Declines in Malaysian palm oil are weighing on canola values. Stats Canada will release its long-awaited principal crop report on Friday. The trade largely expects canola production to be 11.5 million to 13 million tons. In September, Stats Canada projected 12.78 million tons. In the weekly grain monitoring report from Quorum, the effects of the deluge of rain in southern British Columbia is illustrated. For week 16 of the marketing year, car unloads at the Port of Vancouver dropped 87% as rail lines were severed for a number of days. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 77.95 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close at 78.17. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 150,000 tons of corn to Colombia. Delivery is to be during the current marketing year. The USDA is scheduled to issue its monthly crush report at 2 p.m. Central. The trade expects the October soybean crush to be about 195.6 million tons. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol production for the week ending November 26 is down 4.1% at nearly 1.04 million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks are up 0.7% at 20.3 million barrels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The January contract rises 11 cents at $12.28 per bushel. January soy oil is virtually unchanged at 55.18 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal gained $7.30 at $3.49.10 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday. The March contract increases 4 cents at $5.71.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the March contract pulling back 11 cents at $7.03. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March up 3 cents at $7.90.5. Kansas City March loses 3 cents at $8.19. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March gains a dime at $10.20. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 1st. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.